This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. The trade saga continues tomorrow with a visit to Washington from the European Union's top official and a meeting with President Trump. Jean-Claude Juncker, head of the EU's executive arm, will try to stave off a full-blown transatlantic trade war and persuade the president not to go ahead with a threatened tariff of up to 25% on European auto imports. From our European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now on the high stakes of tomorrow's meeting.
Europe's largest economy, Germany, sells the U.S. $35 billion worth of cars a year. President Trump's proposed tariffs, says Stephen Booth of the Open Europe think tank, would hit the Germans where it's already hurting.
You've got the diesel scandal and you've got a potential no-deal Brexit, which would also hit the car industry as well. So I think that section of German industry feels very much under pressure.
One potential peace offering, Jean-Claude Juncker could address America's complaints about EU tariffs on American cars. At 10%, they're four times higher than US tariffs on European vehicles. Daniel Gross of the Center for European Policy Studies in Brussels.
For Germany, it seems natural to offer Trump a reduction in European car import tariffs.
But any US-EU deal would need the unanimous assent of all the bloc's members. States like France or Italy have weaker car industries and they want to protect their home markets from American imports.
And therefore, it's not a foregone conclusion that Germany will get its way on this particular issue.
But even if it does, many Europeans fear tomorrow's Trump-Juncker meeting will come to nothing. Ian Bond of the Centre for European Reform.
It seems rather unlikely that anybody can offer him anything that will convince him that this is anything other than America's partners trying to cheat America.
The fear is that President Trump will not be satisfied until the EU's entire $150 billion trade surplus with the US is eliminated. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.